coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you. Cuyahoga Downs has initiated in this past season a very simple formula for success. When I tell you this, a lot of the horse players in the crowd are going to go, duh. They lowered their takeout, and lo and behold, their handle went up. Pretty simple formula. Why aren't more tracks doing it, you ask? We'll find out from our next guest, Jason Settlemore, on this edition of Trot Radio. Jason Settlemore is the VP of Racing for Tioga and Vernon Downs, and they've pretty much applied a very simple formula, and the formula has resulted in better handle. Simply lowering the takeout. Gosh, it was just that easy. But you know, they combine it with a lot of other things. We're really pleased to have Jason with us on the other end of my line. Congratulations on a great meet, Jason.
Thanks, Norm. It's nice to be on the program once again.
I know that just lowering takeout is not in and of itself going to make the one single difference, but it does go a long way with horse players, and your operation has been rewarded. Tell us about how you arrived at that decision and how it's worked out for you.
Well, you know, back in the early part of 2010, myself and Nick Salvi were, you know, trying to think of some things, you know, to reverse the trend of handle and dwindling attendance. You know, and in particular, you know, we were looking at it for a wide scope, but decided that, you know, obviously I wanted to try things at our track, and so we were discussing lowering the takeout rates. And so I went to Jeff Corral and pitched it to him, and then went to our horsemen, the Southern Tier Harness Horsemen's Association here at Tioga, and pitched it to them, and they said yes. And conversely, the Vernon horsemen had said no, and you know, the rest is history. And then on March, I believe it was the late part of March, the New York State Racing and Wagering Board approved our takeout reduction, where we reduced the WIPs, win, place, and show, from 18% to 15%, exact as doubles, two-horse multiples from 20% to 17%, and then all others, such as your tri, pick-in, and your superfectas, went from 25% to 21%. That made us the lowest takeout in the land. You know, since then, there has there's been some others that have experimented with it as well. I believe Balmoral, Maywood, had dropped their takeout on a pick four and had seen some increase in wagering there. We're very pleased with it. You know, obviously, I want to thank the horsemen, the Tioga Downs horsemen, the STHHA, for supporting it, along with Hannah, the horse players there. They really jumped on board and got behind.
Sure.
Met with Nick and I on the phone several times. They did some interactive blogging on their website.
Another thing you did was lower fees for decoders to try and increase simulcast revenue. Did that give you more of a reach, more outlets?
No, you know, we've always sold our decoders. The decoders through Roberts Communications Network have always been $50, so it's one of the best values.
We said earlier that you're not the only track to lower takeout, but you're still number one. I find it odd that we haven't heard a lot of noise coming from whoever was number two. You know, they haven't advertised the fact a great deal that they have a lower takeout. What do you think that is?
You know, I don't know. I'm not convinced, you know, anything at this point in time. You know, as I've said in the press releases that just came out most recently, that, you know, and I just told you that our live handle started to skyrocket towards the end of the year, so obviously the takeout started to take effect in the last 3 months of operation there, which I was very excited about those numbers, you know, for on-track purposes. You know, I don't know why we haven't heard from the other tracks. I don't know if they're seeing the same kind of successes that we are, you know, but, you know, I guess to put it that way, you know, you haven't heard much about them reducing their takeout rates, when conversely, you heard about us reducing our takeout rates just about every month.
Well, good for you. Any tweaks in mind for next year?
You know, I don't. You know, I'm hoping. You know, I'm hoping that we'll keep the takeout rate the same. You know, you've probably heard, along with several of your listeners, that Jeff Corral and I, Bill Finley, just wrote a very nice article on Tioga Downs this past August. And so, you know, it was stated in there, and Jeff has stated it before, and I've stated it, that we'd like to see the takeout rates reduced even further to put these the horse racing gamblers on the same level as a slot machine.
Yeah.
Now, the slot machines, you know, are generally between 8 and 10%. In New York, it's 8. So, I don't know. I hope that, maybe Jeffrey and I will work on that a little bit more this fall and winter and see if we're able to get the state to be able to,
lower it even further, lower the minimums. Yeah.
Right.
Now, Vernon Downs, the horse people over there, haven't been receptive to the idea. Let me ask you before I ask you the actual question. I would think that the horse people do get a take of the handle, do they not?
Yes, they certainly do.
So it's a matter of giving up a little, to, I would hope, to get a lot. Are the Vernon people coming around yet?
I would prefer just not to answer that.
Well, that's fine. Look, you're a positive guy. You're a fan of racing. You're an executive. You've been following what's been going on at Standardbred Canada and our racing development and sustainability plan. What are your thoughts?
I've been a huge fan of that. I'm a huge fan of Daryl Kaplan's, a huge fan of Jody Jameson's, who they picked to kind of lead the way there with that. Jody wears the Tioga Downs logo on his colors, so I've always been a fan of Jody's. I've always been a fan of Daryl's. I'm a fan of the plan they put together. It was unfortunate, I guess, last week there was a news release that came out where the horsemen
just flat out said no.
Well, yeah, but conversely, I think that they're looking for some more information.
Understood, but my beef is, rather than say, can't support it at this time, how about need some work, let's work on this together?
Because totally agree with, right. I didn't like the way it came out because, you know, to be honest with you, when I read the release, it was actually on my phone. I'm always, I was on my way to Vernon that day, and I was flipping through my phone driving down the road. I was sitting in the passenger seat, so I wasn't.
Good. Oprah Winfrey would be proud.
but anyway. I was disappointed. Yes, obviously, that they just came out and said no. But I think there's still some optimism there and so forth. And like I said, I've always said this, and I'll continue to say it, that racing needs a plan. And simply doing things the way we are now, status quo, is unacceptable as we continue at most venues to see declining handle and declining attendance. And
you hit it. You hit it on the nose, my friend. Jason Settlemore, always a pleasure to have you on Trot Radio. You're welcome on this program anytime. Continued success.
Thank you very much, Norm. It's always nice to be on the show. You guys have always treated us great here at Tioga and Vernon, and I certainly appreciate the support you guys have given us.
Our pleasure. Thanks for being on.
Take care now.
Take care. Bye-bye now.